Tulsi Gabbard celebrates 1 year as Director of National Intelligence Protecting American Security, Unraveling Deep State. By Sean Moran on February 13, 2026. Director of National Intelligence, DNI. Tulsi Gabbard has spent 1 year leading the intelligence community under President Donald Trump, declassifying documents, securing the border, and ensuring election integrity. 1 year ago, I raised my right hand and took the oath to serve as Director of National Intelligence. I am honored and grateful for the responsibility and trust placed in me by POTUS and the American people, Gabbard wrote. The Senate confirmed Gabbard, the former congresswoman and veteran, to lead the country's intelligence community on February 12, 2025. Once confirmed, she immediately traveled to lead the Munich Security Conference last year. She said at the conference that Trump promises to be a peacemaker and unifier. In March, Gabbard visited the southern border alongside Department of War Secretary Pete Hegseth and Vice President J.D. Vance, highlighting the National Counterterrorism Center's NCTC work to secure the border and help facilitate removals. Revoked the security clearances of more than 100 intelligence officials involved in improper communications. This includes former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Democrat presidential nominee Kamala Harris, former Representative Liz Cheney, RY, anti-Trump Representative Adam Kinzinger, and many more. Rescinded the security clearances of the 51 signers of the Hunter Biden disinformation letter and other former officials. Declassified the tranche of JFK assassination records. Slash DEI offices, unnecessary conferences, and excess program licenses, saving roughly $30 million. In April, Director Gabbard declassified the next tranche of JFK assassination documents. Launched the Director's Initiative Group, DIG, a temporary task force dedicated to reform and accountability. Declassified the Biden administration's strategic implementation plan for countering domestic terrorism, which has been described by critics as pushing for a secret domestic surveillance and censorship strategy. In May, Gabbard scrapped remaining DEI initiatives. Released more than 60,000 documents related to the RFK assassination. Removed politicized leadership at the National Intelligence Council. In July, the Director of National Intelligence released MLK Jr. files as part of her continued declassified and government transparency efforts. Launched ODNI 2.0, cutting the workforce by 40% and eliminating politicized offices. Revoked 37 more security clearances, including those tied to the 2017 intelligence community assessment involving alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. In August, Gabbard and Vice President Vance worked with the United Kingdom to have the British government drop its demand that Apple provide Americans encrypted data. In September, Gabbard spoke at the memorial for Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, saying that everyone needs to be a warrior like Charlie to carry on his legacy. In October, Gabbard and the NCTC provided actionable intelligence to U.S. and Mexican law enforcement to successfully capture a boss of the Sinaloa cartel plaza known as El Plato, which was exclusively reported by Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle. The next month, Gabbard released documents relating to Amelia Earhart. In January, under Gabbard's leadership, NCTC prevented more than 10,000 terror-related linked cartel or gang members from entering the United States. NCTC added 85,000 individuals to the terrorist screening database. During her tenure as Director of National Intelligence, Gabbard has also led efforts into election integrity, believing that election integrity is a key part of America's national security. This led her to be present at the FBI search of a Fulton County, Georgia election center. Director Gabbard recognizes that election security is essential for the integrity of our republic and our nation's security. As DNI, she has a vital role in identifying vulnerabilities in our critical infrastructure and protecting against exploitation, DNI Press Secretary Olivia Coleman told Breitbart News. We know through intelligence and public reporting that electronic voting systems have been and are vulnerable to exploitation. President Trump's directive to secure our elections was clear, and DNI Gabbard has and will continue to take actions within her authorities, alongside our interagency partners, to support ensuring the integrity of our elections, Coleman added.